Appendix D. Foreign Disclosure. Sharing of information with allies and partners must comply with existing laws and regulations governed by foreign disclosure. This appendix discusses foreign disclosure policy. It differentiates between the classifications of military information available for sharing and the ways disclosure is determined. Lastly, it discusses the role of foreign disclosure personnel and their education and training. Foreign disclosure policy. The ability to share, synchronize, and integrate military information is integral to achieve shared understanding in multinational operations. The United States maintains provisions for sharing classified and controlled military information with allies and partners. Laws, regulations, and directives govern the sharing of classified or controlled information. These include, but are not limited to, AR-380-10, DODM 5200.01 Volume 3, DODD 5230.11, Executive Order 13526, National Disclosure Policy, NDP 1, Public Law 80-253, National Security Act of 1947 as amended, Public Law 104-201, National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 1997, Title 10, United States Code. Exceptions to National Disclosure Policy, known as ENDPs, also referred to as Records of Action. Categorization of military information. Military information falls into two categorizations: classified military information or unclassified information. The difference in the two corresponds to the level of protection that must be afforded the information, due to the sensitivity of the information and the information's relationship to national security. For example, information that is commonly known and found in the public domain is the least protected information. Information that would directly compromise the security of the nation is the most protected. Classified military information. Classified military information, CMI, is information that a competent authority has determined to be of such sensitivity that it requires special designation and protection in the interest of national security. CMI is subject to special controls. Access to CMI is limited to personnel whose duty clearly requires such access, need to know, and who have been cleared for such access. According to its degree of sensitivity, CMI is identified by levels of security classification: confidential, secret, or top secret. See DODM 5200.01 Volume 2 and AR-380-5 for details regarding the classification of defense information. Unclassified information. Unclassified information is information a competent authority has determined does not require the degree of protection afforded by the application of a security classification. Unclassified information is divided into either controlled unclassified information, CUI, or public domain. See DODM 5200.01 Volume 2 and AR-380-5 for more information on CUI. Controlled unclassified information. CUI is a categorical designation that refers to unclassified information that does not meet the standards for national security classification in accordance with Executive Order 13526. However, this information is pertinent to the national interests of the United States or to the important interests of entities outside the federal government. Under law or policy, this information requires safeguarding or dissemination controls pursuant to and consistent with applicable law, regulations, and government-wide policies. See DODM 5200.01 Volume 2 for detailed information concerning CUI. Public domain. Public domain is unclassified information that does not qualify for the status of CUI and is deemed to be actually or potentially in the public domain. In other words, suitable for disclosure to the public at large. The proponent for the disclosure of Army public domain information is the Army Public Affairs Office. Note, simply because official information appears on unofficial non-governmental websites does not mean it is approved for disclosure. Information posted on approved Department of Defense or other U.S. government websites accessible on the public domain that do not require additional means of access, such as use of the Common Access Card or login and password or display marked restrictions, may be considered cleared for public release. Disclosure determination. Because all disclosure determinations involving military information, whether CMI or unclassified information, is adjudicated on a case-by-case basis, U.S. military personnel must remain non-committal when receiving requests. They avoid creating the impression that such information will be made readily available to foreign partners. Additional restrictions typically apply for information concerning military materiel, technology, or information, including intelligence threat data or countermeasures information. U.S. participation in bilateral or multilateral agreements does not automatically authorize the disclosure of controlled information to foreign participants. An international agreement does not necessarily preclude disclosure. Foreign disclosure personnel evaluate each potential disclosure on its own merit. Designated authorities following approved criteria approve or deny disclosure requests. See AR380-10 for authorities, responsibilities, and policies regarding foreign disclosure and contact with foreign representatives. NDP-1 contains the national policy, procedures, criteria and limitations, definitions of terms, release arrangements, and other guidance required by U.S. departments and agencies. These departments and agencies have a need to release classified U.S. military information to foreign governments and international organizations. It is essential the commander and staff know and understand that NDP-1 is based upon a combination of temporary and standing disclosure authorities. Temporal authorities are normally established to support contingency operation and documented in exceptions to national disclosure policies or records of action. These are operation-specific guidance and can only be applied to the relevant named operation. This is opposed to security cooperation events and activities where Army forces adhere to the standing authorities articulated in NDP-1. Staffs properly apply provisions of the NDP-1 to facilitate the timely disclosure and transfer of critical information and materiel to allied and partner countries. These provisions protect critical military technologies and materiel so U.S. forces can attain U.S. national security goals and objectives. Foreign disclosure authorization applies to the information that U.S. military forces want and are authorized to share with unified action partners. However, this authorization does not govern the systems or networks used to transfer approved information. AR-25-2 governs access to Army computer systems, standalone or network, including the Non-Secure Internet Protocol Router Network, known as NIPRNet, and the Secure Internet Protocol Router Network, known as CIPRNet. This access applies to foreign liaison officers, other foreign officials certified and assigned to Army organizations, and official foreign government visitors. Staffs only disclose military information to these foreign government officials using Army computer systems in accordance with AR-380-10. Note, there are no restrictions on uncontrolled information not owned by or in the possession of the Department of Defense, including unclassified information lacking designation. However, in the interest of operations security, OPSEC, all Department of the Army, DA civilians, service members, and contractors consider that adversaries may gather uncontrolled unclassified information and gain an advantage by compiling and aggregating data. Secret is the only heading for NDP-1. However, NDP-1 considers some categories of information more valuable to protect or leverage than other categories. Therefore, delegated disclosure authorities for a particular country may vary by category of military information. For example, the U.S. may only disclose secret information related to categories 1 through 4 to country X, but not disclose secret information related to categories 5 through 8. National, Department of Defense, and Army disclosure policies only apply to and govern the content or information in question. In other words, disclosure policy is about what foreign partners can know and not how they access the information via a particular system or network. Because not all classified information is valued at the same level, NDP-1 divides CMI into 8 categories. These categories are Category 1, Organization, Training, and Employment of Military Forces. Category 2, Military Materiel and Munitions. Category 3, Applied Research and Development Information and Materiel. Category 4, Production Information. Category 5, Combined Military Operations, Planning and Readiness. Category 6, U.S. Order of Battle. Category 7, North American Defense. Category 8, Military Intelligence. For the purposes of Army Disclosure Policy, these same definitions apply to CUI as well. See AR380-10 for further explanations on each category. Foreign Disclosure Personnel. A Foreign Disclosure Officer, FDO, is a DA member, either a uniformed member or DA civilian, appointed to oversee and control coordination and approval of specific disclosures of CMI and CUI. A Foreign Disclosure Representative, FDR, is an individual designated in writing who assists and advises the FDO on all disclosure matters. FDRs may be DA members, but unlike FDOs, they may also be Army-employed contractors. FDRs may be appointed at any echelon of command to provide foreign disclosure assistance and recommendations. FDRs do not make disclosure decisions. FDRs are required to successfully complete the Army's Foreign Disclosure Officer Certification Course. All FDOs and FDRs are appointed in writing by the commander, and they maintain a copy of their appointment orders. FDOs require sufficient military or civilian rank to make disclosure decisions on behalf of their organization's commander. All FDOs and FDRs must successfully complete the Army's Foreign Disclosure Officer Certification Course or Foreign Disclosure Representative Certification Course as applicable, and the Department of Defense's International Program Security Requirements Course within 30 days of appointment. Foreign disclosure is an inherently governmental function. Therefore, contractors may not perform FDO duties. FDOs are authorized for appointment to the lowest command or agency level that is the proponent for Army-originated, Army-developed, or Army-derived CMI, and that routinely discloses U.S. CMI to foreign governments or international organizations in support of approved Army international programs or operational activities. FDOs oversee activities of all command, organization, and activity-appointed FDRs. The number of FDOs and FDRs is based on the command's assessment of how much disclosure its mission requires versus the amount of risk entailed with more FDOs and FDRs. Although not a requirement, the primary unit FDO is usually in the G2 or S2 section, with alternate FDOs and FDRs throughout the rest of the staff, based on the mission-based need for disclosure. Unit FDOs support their commanders and organizations by informing and advising the commander and staff on the impact and implications of current delegated disclosure authorities by country, category of information, and classification level. Advising the commander and staff on the recommended number and location of FDRs based on current and anticipated mission requirements. Directing the organization's information production requirements efforts, known as the Joint's Right for Release, for all categories of CMI and CUI to ensure adequate disclosure to Unified Action Partners. Coordinating for the authority and permission to disclose information originated outside the organization. Developing and promulgating foreign disclosure guidance for deployments, exercises, training events, and official foreign visitors, including exchange officers and liaison officers. Ensuring unit and organization complies with AR380-10, guidance from higher echelon headquarters, and other applicable requirements. A contact officer is a DA member appointed to oversee and facilitate all contacts, requests for information, consultations, access, and other activities of foreign nationals assigned to a DA component or subordinate organization as extended visitors. All personnel designated as contact officers complete an Army Contact Officer certification course and provide proof of completion to their servicing FDO. The FDO maintains a copy of the contact officer's appointment orders, training certificate, and pertinent administrative data. Foreign disclosure requirements and information and network security policies may require special communications and liaison arrangements to affect the physical transfer or disclosure of information in a timely manner. Foreign disclosure policy and rule sets only govern what the partner can know, not access to the networks or the physical locations in which the information may reside or is transmitted. Foreign disclosure training and education. Commanders and those DA officials who have disclosure authority must establish foreign disclosure education programs for their organizations. These programs aim to have command personnel perform their foreign disclosure responsibilities well. These programs are tailored as much as possible to the involvement of individuals in the foreign disclosure program and the command's mission. Ideally, the program provides the necessary information and guidance to ensure the foreign disclosure effort is fully integrated into all facets of the command's or organization's roles, functions, and missions that involve foreign participation. Ensures that all assigned personnel in the command or organization can consistently apply foreign disclosure policies and concepts relevant to the command's or organization's roles, functions, and missions that involve foreign participation. Ensures that foreign disclosure actions and activities add value to the command's or organization's roles, functions, and missions, and the command and control, known as C2, warfighting function. Ensures that foreign disclosure actions and activities remain balanced with respect to protecting critical technologies and information. All DA employees, especially those who play a role in the foreign disclosure program, receive refresher training in their responsibilities regarding foreign disclosure annually. The actual frequency and nature of continuing foreign disclosure education is determined by the needs of the command's foreign disclosure program and the nature of the personnel involved in the program. At a minimum, all personnel receive annual refresher training that reinforces the policies, principles, and procedures covered in initial and specialized foreign disclosure training. Whenever foreign disclosure policies and procedures change, FDRs brief personnel whose duties are impacted by these changes as soon as possible. Foreign disclosure staff planning. Whenever an exercise or mission potentially includes foreign disclosure, the FDO must be integrated into the staff and staff planning process. This integration is important since effective disclosure is key to successful combined operations. Foreign disclosure is a combination push and pull enterprise for information requirements and guidance. The FDO participates in the military decision-making process, known as MDMP, alongside other staff members identifying critical facts and assumptions. For each step in the military decision-making process, the FDO prepares to both process key inputs and produce key outputs with those of the commander and other staff members. The FDO must know and understand the commander's intent with respect to foreign disclosure and information sharing. The FDO plans to communicate this guidance to the staff or organization as an annex, appendix, or tab to an operation plan or operation order when required. For the FDO, planning does not end with the production of an order or initial guidance. The FDO continually updates applicable data and information sets in preparation of subsequent efforts. Commanders have this same expectation for all other staff principals and special staff. Initial considerations regarding foreign disclosure may include status of current extended visitors, such as foreign liaison officers, and the disclosure authorities and guidance associated with those positions. Access to relevant system security classification guides. Access to relevant records of actions detailing disclosure guidance and authorities resulting from exceptions to NDP-1. Relevant and related delegation of disclosure authority letters. Security cooperation goals and objectives related to the potential foreign audience or participants. outside organizations or agencies to contact to incorporate into the planning process. Anticipated disclosure requirements and authorities by country, category, and classification levels. Current disclosure requirements and authorities by country, category, and classification levels. Current disclosure authorities that can be applied or leveraged. Number and location of FDOs and FDRs. The FDO compiles critical facts and assumptions and disclosure-related resourcing issues that are likely to impact other staff sections. The FDO identifies potential requirements to support other staff sections throughout an operation. Even if the order from higher echelon headquarters has no specified tasks, there will likely be implied tasks. Implied tasks may include: plan for disclosures with foreign participants. Plan for establishing disclosure guidance to support foreign participants and liaison personnel. Plan for disclosures with other U.S. government and international organizations to support post-conflict stabilization and reconstruction efforts. Plan to capture foreign disclosure-related issues that must be addressed now or in the future to improve combat readiness while operating in a multinational environment. Maintain a record of lessons learned. Review available assets and identify shortfalls in personnel, training, information systems, and other relevant areas. Determine limitations and constraints. Begin risk management based on the commander's guidance and willingness to accept risk. The FDO begins to look at draft organizational structures and task organization and identifies requirements for FDOs, FDRs, and contact officers, if required. The FDO begins looking at the status of and requirements for trained and certified disclosure personnel in the organization and anticipating requirements from other supporting FDOs. Disclosure authority is also an asset that the FDO needs to explore and understand. A constraint is a restriction placed on the command by a higher command. A constraint dictates an action or inaction, thus restricting the freedom of action of a subordinate commander, FM50. A constraint dictates action or inaction, thus restricting the freedom of action of a subordinate commander. For example, the FDO may find that there is only disclosure authority currently in place to facilitate disclosures of Category 1 and Category 2 information to desired participants. Based on the mission statement from the higher echelon commander, there is a compelling need to be able to disclose Category 5, Category 6, and Category 8 information as well. As such, current authorities have created a constraint that must be addressed and overcome in order to fulfill the mission requirements. At the other end of the spectrum, there may be no constraints on the type or level of information that may be disclosed. In doing this personal mission analysis, the FDO may find that constraints for information sharing come from existing and related security or network issues. While these latter two areas fall outside the purview of the foreign disclosure policy to resolve, all FDOs must be mindful of them, and more importantly, be able to communicate them as such, outside the purview of foreign disclosure policy, to their commander and staff peers. Contributing to the warning order and the subsequent operation order, known as OPORD, the FDO may include notifying subordinate FDOs of their pending requirements for personnel, including FDOs, FDRs, and contact officers, training and education, and any other related tasks or work functions for which they may be responsible. The FDO ensures that the synchronization matrix reflects when foreign forces, host nation, and outside activities and organizations incorporate their roles or actions into the course of action. Understanding and being able to visualize disclosure requirements in terms of time and space are critical for mission success. Equally important is being able to visualize the specific foreign disclosure requirements in this same manner. The FDO must clearly communicate this information to the commander and staff, since this step also involves developing the criteria that the staff will use for comparative analysis in the next step. While the overall production and marking of the order and annexes are not the responsibility of the FDO ensures the staff understands the impact of improperly marked or coordinated products. Documents with excessively restrictive or inappropriate markings or caveats can delay or inhibit effective participation and support from foreign forces or outside organizations and agencies. Likewise, products not marked properly present an obvious risk for inadvertent disclosures. The FDO must know whether a document or product has to be marked or not. The FDO must communicate to the commander and staff any policy or guidance that relates to the marking or remarking of certain legacy documents or products. Conclusion. Foreign disclosure is not solely an FDO responsibility. All personnel must be aware of and abide by policies, regulations, and laws which govern the protection of controlled information. Personnel working closely with Unified Action Partners must be exceptionally vigilant and discerning, and consider the risks and advantages of foreign disclosure. When in doubt, personnel consult with their FDR or FDO for guidance.